Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Say hello, Carolina.
Hello.
Say hello.
Hello, hello. Ah, finally, we have some breaking news music. How long have I been begging this for, Jeff? I've been asking for how long now? How
it's
many years?
Breaking news, everybody.
Actually, Jeff, you know what? Let's start off with our, okay, that effect was supposed to go like after the song, after we introduce ourselves. Are you able to do both? Like, do the song now and then do the breaking news?
No, you don't want me to do two things at once, do you really?
No, God forbid. God forbid.
Oh,
you did it.
Hell yeah.
Oh, they're my socks. The socks I've been looking for all this time.
They're in the studio?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
You guys have to see our disgusting the studio.
Here
it's in our basement.
Here we go.
It's just. We're spring winter cleaning.
Hey, what? You're Spanish. Clean it up.
Stop. All right, guys. It's a Carolina Cadilla show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
Yes, I sound nasally. I think it's down here on the dust. It's
right.
The dust down here.
Okay.
Joe, Jeff, breaking news. Breaking news sound now.
Oh, now you want to break?
Yeah, Jeff. It just happened. Oh my God. Jeff, what is the breaking news?
The breaking news?
Yes, talking to the mic.
Don't tell me to talk to the mic. The breaking news is that Harvey Weinstein has been found not guilty on the most serious charges and guilty on two of the charges against him. So he's not guilty on predatory sexual assault, two counts of that. Not guilty of rape in the first degree, but guilty of rape in the third degree and guilty of criminal sexual act. And I believe both of these carry much less time than the other ones. But he's still facing charges in Los Angeles. He's got to go back to L.A. They want to put this guy away.
For how long do you think, though? How long do you think?
I think he's going to get a couple of years in the New York charges. And I know nothing about this stuff. But they, you know what it is? They tried introducing this Annabella Sciorra.
Yeah.
You
think her testimony did him in?
No, her testimony failed because her testimony was for the most serious charges. So trying to drag this guy through the mud for something that she says happened 27 years ago didn't work. It's you know, I mean, it was a different. He was a different guy when he was 40.
Yeah,
he didn't look like he did now. I'm sure.
Yeah,
she was. I mean, it was a whole different world. I'm sure 27
well,
years ago.
Jeff, you know what? Maybe justice has now
partially been served.
Yeah, it has been. You know that because you know if these.
I mean, I'm sure he wasn't. I'm sure he did some bad things. But apparently, and the jury agrees with me. He didn't do everything. Everything he did wasn't up to the standard of putting away for life. Like he's not a guy who's going to be hiding behind a building waiting to rape your kid. Okay.
Well, you know what,
he's
Jeff?
He's obviously, you know, what he did was wrong.
Call Webin. Let's get Webin. I want to get his take.
Obviously, what he did was wrong.
But you know what? He did what he did was wrong. And you know what? Justice will now, you know, take its toll. And let's see what happens. You know that, right?
Yes.
Let's see what happens.
He's got to go back. The question is, will he be held right now? Or will he...
Where is he right now?
He's in the courthouse.
Where?
In Lower Manhattan.
Oh, okay. He's here. Oh, I thought he was in Los Angeles.
No, he's waiting charges in L.A. Didn't you just hear what I said?
No, because I'm looking at your face because your eyeglasses are crooked.
What do you want from my life?
I'm not paying attention.
Jesus Christ. That's what matters to you?
I can't concentrate. It's making me laugh.
You're crooked, too.
Oh my gosh, Jeff is asking me to get surgery because I've been snoring like a fiend.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the boob lift.
Oh no, that. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you so much, Jeff. Yeah, thank you. We wanted to talk about that on the air. Yeah,
what?
That'll come at some point. Yeah.
Oh really?
Yes.
When are you doing that?
Hopefully to get a kind of trade with some doctor, get a boob lift.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Go to Dr. Greenberg.
Yeah.
No.
Webin, you're on the podcast. Hola, saludos.
Hey, how are you?
Are you on the bus?
On the train.
Oh, on the train.
Yeah.
Hey, Webin, what do you think of the Harvey Weinstein?
Breaking news.
The news just broke now.
I think that it's a bunch of crap because most of those women have consensual sex with him even after the so-called rape.
Yeah, see, they did. They had contact with him afterwards.
Yeah, I know. Well,
you know,
yeah,
but then there are experts that say that sometimes victims do that.
Yeah, I mean, women, they've been traumatized. They went through something. I got to tell you, I have sympathy for that. You know, if they did something that wasn't consensual, you know, well, then justice is being served then. Don't you think so?
Sure. They were traumatized. They also got a job in Hollywood. They also got millions of dollars, the ones that he wanted to shut up.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's like the Bloomberg non-disclosures. They want to have the non-disclosure agreements revealed. Okay, give back the money you took, and we won't. And you watch how quickly none of them will want the information out.
Well, you know what?
Exactly.
You,
they
you
want
guys,
money out of it.
You guys, you know what? You're like
we're
the defense.
Men.
You're
we're
the defense.
Men.
You have a good. You have. I mean, you have a good defense, right? But where was the defense team that tried to prove this? I mean, they couldn't prove it, right?
No, the defense team did a good job because he beat three of the most serious raps. He got nailed for two of them, but the three most serious he beat.
Yeah, yeah. How about the prosecutors? Yeah. They weren't trying to prosecute him.
They did a great job. Remember, they needed to make an example with Harvey Weinstein. They already made an example with Bill Cosby. You know, now they had to do it with Harvey.
See, this would be
too bad that the walker didn't walk for Harvey. You know.
First the black man, and now the Jew.
Oh my God!
They could be coming for you next, Levine.
You know what's funny is that if you look at Harvey Weinstein, I mean, I don't know how these women could stomach being with him,
right?
Because he looks like a chewed up gum thrown on the platform.
Yeah, well, power,
I
man.
Hate to
it was
say
the power,
this, you know. Because I think it goes both ways, men and women. You
it was
know
the
what?
Power.
Sometimes if you wanna, yeah, power. Of course, a man looks a lot better when. I have to admit, you know, there are men that are not that good looking,
right.
But you know what? They have the power, and that's what attracts women.
Look
you know,
what
me
he
too.
Had. Look
yeah.
what he had. He could get.
It's
he could
attractive.
He could make or break people. This
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, but being when you have that kind of power, it's attractive. I mean, I find that attractive.
Yes.
Look at what's his name? The guy, the ex anchor. You know, what's his name?
Matt Lauer. Yeah.
Okay, but that's a good-looking guy with money. You know, that
yeah.
was the double.
First of all, what's he, 2 feet tall? But, you know, I mean, seriously.
I want Matt on our podcast. I want to resurrect Matt Lauer.
But with me, Jeff thinks that it's time to resurrect Matt Lauer.
I think Matt Lauer wasn't convicted of anything. He did some sleazy stuff, apparently, but he wasn't convicted of a crime.
Not yet, women have not spoken. That's why.
There's no trial for Matt Lauer.
No, there's not going to be one.
We should have Matt Lauer on the podcast. It could be like Matt's hanging in the Hamptons, we could call it.
Yeah, I doubt he'll come back on.
Get him on the phone. Say what's happening in the Hamptons, you know?
Hey,
restaurant reviews.
Carolina's talking about, you know, tower with Harvey Weinstein because he has money. Let me tell you something. I'm broke as hell. And I ain't banging Harvey Weinstein for an old $1 million.
Waveed, so I told Jeff that I'm finally getting an operation. I'm trying to look for a doctor. And he goes, oh, you're finally getting the boob lift. I'm
boob
like,
lift?
I said, really? I need to have an operation on my nose because I snore too much. I have a deviated septum.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so, Jeff,
I thought you were going to get like a boob lift and all that stuff. You're talking about nose.
That's what Jeff thought.
You get all that stuff, believe me, Jeff doesn't care about the snoring once you get all that stuff done.
You get the ass lift done and the boob at the same time, right?
Oh, I know, right?
Exactly.
I know. Wait, so today is also Kobe Bryant's memorial. That'll mm-hmm. be happening
yeah.
within the hour.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? They don't know if Vanessa is actually going to show up or the three daughters.
Why would they?
It'd be kind of messed up if they don't show up, you know, because people are there to support Kobe Bryant, support the family.
Yeah.
I think she should have the decency just to at least show up. They didn't have the decency to have the body's present there.
Well,
they should
I understand that. Well, I mean, that I understand. That,
I think
that
they
is
were,
very
I
personal.
Think they were, I think they were in pieces. That's what I heard.
That's
I heard
what they're saying.
Yes, they were in pieces, but, you know, still, you know, you have people want to walk by the casket, you know, give it a palming. You know,
well, yeah, but still, they have 20,000 people going today to the Staples Center.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, they said they had a lottery. 80,000 people rode in for tickets. You know that?
I bet they're going to rename that building, even though it's money. I bet they're going to rename that building somehow. I don't know what they're going to do, but the Bryant Staples Center or something. They're going to rename it.
Okay, now I want to get your take on this. All right, did you see the story about Cristiano Ronaldo? He gives allegedly, right? These are, I don't know if it's true, if it's rumors, but allegedly, he gives his girlfriend, who's extremely attractive, by the way, $100,000 a month to live a lavish life.
Wow.
$100,000 a month.
The guy makes I think I believe it's $8 million a year, a month.
Yeah, he does.
Like that.
Yeah,
wow,
he does,
that's
yeah.
a drop.
Like that. I mean, you know, I would give my wife $100,000. She can shut the fuck up. You know
what Stay away from me. Stay away from
me
for 20 minutes,
no,
honey.
No, but I'm like, wow. I mean, like...
What?
As,
you're like, wow. What? I'm like,
woman,
wow.
I mean,
what, are you a Valley girl
but
now?
But Jeff, that's his girlfriend. It's not his wife. And he's paying her. What is he actually paying for her?
Does he have a wife?
Services?
That's the mother of his kids, of the two of his kids.
Oh, really? Okay, why is he not marrying her then? I mean, he's giving us $100,000?
Caroline, milk cow, okay? You don't need the cow to have the milk, all
right? Right, exactly. Either way, she's going to get... If they separate, she's going to get paid anyway.
Yeah. I don't know, but a lot of women are, like, actually critiquing that.
Does he have
They're
a
like,
wife, too?
I don't know if this is... Wait, is this his girlfriend or his wife? This is his wife,
that's
right?
I believe this is his wife, not his girlfriend. I believe they got married.
Wow. Okay, because that's what's all over the news, that he gives his girlfriend $100,000 to live a lavish life. I have to look more into that.
It's like the other day, she gave him a big-ass Mercedes truck for his birthday. No, he gave himself a big Mercedes truck because she didn't have no money. She had the money.
She's broke, right?
It's like when my wife says, oh, I'm going to buy you a gift. No, you're buying a gift for my money, so I'm buying myself a gift.
It sounds like this house.
Hey, anything else? Anything else we don't care about? Jeff?
Me, I really don't give a crap about anything. I just want to get on this bus and get home.
Oh.
Is there a bus there already?
No, not yet.
Oh, you have time. You have time to hang out with us.
Levine, did you see Kourtney Kardashian's picture at the stove on Instagram?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, go to Instagram. You got to look at this photo. You got to look
at
this
picture. What about her? Kourtney? What about her?
Oh, look at that.
Oh, okay. You know what? They're always trying to make news. They're always trying to make... But she's the one that was like...
She's the only attractive one.
Kourtney? No,
yeah.
Khloe is the best one.
Oh, that's right.
Khloe. Wait, which Kardashian do you like?
I like Khloe.
I think Khloe's more real, too.
Kourtney's
you know that?
Cute. Khloe's
more
real. Did you see Pam Anderson is denying that John Peters, who she married for 12 days, paid off her debt. And she's bragging that she has a $10 million house that she rents for $40,000 a month. So Pam Anderson says she doesn't need the money. She was married to this guy for 12 days.
I knew somebody who was married to somebody for 3 months.
But he says he did write her a check for $100,000. She says... He says there's no fool like an old fool. He said,
"I don't know about that. That's like the Cristiano Ronaldo too. I mean, she's getting all this mass amount of money. A lot of women are critiquing her, saying, you need to respect yourself more.'
That's because they're not getting the money. Fuck that.
Exactly.
Come on.
What do you mean respect yourself more? She's the mother of his kids. He's giving her an allowance a month. She's not working. What is she gonna do? I mean, her job is to be his wife.
Well,
I bet she does anything he wants for $100,000 a month.
No,
of course.
I mean, Jeff will give me $10. I'm like, okay, you're not getting anything.
And I can't even get a blowjob, okay?
Exactly. Believe me, there's a lot of lube. There's a lot of lube in his lifespan after giving him $100,000.
$11, I get a blowjob, maybe. Nah, still not.
When your kids were small, like Jackson's age, did you send them to school sick, like all like their nose was slobbering, they were coughing? Did you do
no,
that?
No, you have to have respect for the other kids and the other parents.
I totally agree with you. We took Jackson somewhere the other day, and the place was crowded, by the way. And all the mommies, you're not supposed to have coffee in this place. They all have their coffee in them in the play area with the kids. And some of the kids were just coughing on him.
You know how it is. It was vacation week, so people don't care. They take the kids out to spread disease to the kids.
When your kids are sick, though, you have to leave them at home.
Nobody cares.
Am I right?
Yeah, you have to. I mean, like, for example, we stay home. My kids were sick this past weekend, and we didn't take them out anywhere till they got better. Because the thing is that you're exposing them, not only the kids, you're exposing kids, you're exposing, adults and stuff like that. You don't want... Kids are a piñata of germs.
Oh, yeah,
right.
I do.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're on the train or you're on the bus? What did you say?
On the bus. He took the train. No,
my
on the bus.
My bus just got here, guys.
Is it like a rolling prison, the bus?
Stop.
Yeah, most likely. That's exactly what it is.
Dropping up shady people all around town?
Yeah.
Libby, we love you. Take care.
Who do you think rides the bus, care. Okay?
All right.
My sister rides a bus. What are you talking about?
I know, but in the suburbs, the only people that ride the bus are people that have had their license taken away. Okay, otherwise nobody rides the bus.
Jeff,
out
do you
here.
Care about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle?
No.
Okay,
I
but
really
you know
don't.
What?
They can't use royal anymore.
No, they can't. And they said they're. But you know this. They said
yeah,
they're.
Yeah,
they said
go.
They're fine with it. They're fine with it.
They're like this.
But Jeff, if you were a prince, Jeff, and then you marry, let's just say you marry me, and I take you away from all that, you think you're gonna miss, you know. Hello, Prince Jeff. Prince Jeff.
Oh,
everyone curtsying to you.
Well,
he doesn't get that anymore.
No, it's done. He got burnt on it. Maybe he's not the guy to live that kind of life.
Well, he's done it for his entire. I mean, that's all you've ever known. You know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but you know he. I wonder if his mother wrote diaries. I wonder if he got stuff from his mom, and she said things like, you know, this royal life is a bunch of shit.
Yeah, but Jeff, she's...
So she married into it too, right? She was just Lady Diana, right?
She married into it, yeah. But you know what? She did right by the people. She never wanted to leave. Well, she got divorced, so she had to take off. You know that. But
yeah.
Other than that, but she did a lot of charity. She did a lot of good. You know that. Anyway, I'm mentioning Prince Harry and Meghan Markle because they are now eyeing Jeff a $20 million Malibu mansion.
Really. So they're gonna move to California, huh?
That's the rumor now because that's where her mother lives. She owns a yoga studio or something.
Oh yeah, she makes a lot of money.
Yeah,
she's getting speaking $100,000 allowances. She's probably gonna get one.
Oh yeah.
But why am I playing this?
Why are you playing this?
Because it's Prince.
Oh.
You keep talking about. You keep saying Prince, Raspberry Beret.
Oh my God. Okay. Anything else we don't care about? If we're out of here.
Oh yeah, I had a story.
By the way, a lot of toy makers say this was the worst. Probably the worst in history as far as the holiday season.
Right.
Because they had the Yoda doll. Didn't do that great. So now they're going back to what actually works. They said the Tonka truck.
Toys.
Yeah,
real toys.
Yeah.
The Yoda thing is for adults.
Yeah, that was trending, though. That was trending. And they did sell a lot. But they didn't make enough of the other toys that it sold out.
The Star Wars franchise is 40-something years old already.
Yeah.
Okay? It's just, to me, it's had its day. I mean, it really just keep it going and going and going, right, with the Mandalorian and the Baby Yoda. It says, oh, Baby Yoda's so cute. Okay, great, it's cute. I don't know how cute it is to kids.
I don't know if Jax would have been into that. No. Jeff, you know what?
What?
There, an announcer was actually taken off at halftime at a girls' basketball team.
Drunk.
No. The Washington Post just posted this morning.
He said things about the girls?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said, okay, let's go to the names of the girls. I'm going to try to say their name, but some of them are pretty disgusting.
Oh, wow. Really?
And they are a lot of the Afro-Americans.
Spanish? Oh, African.
And some of the girls are like, what? Did he just say that?
Oh, because he could... Because they were like Shanique wasn't black names that he didn't want to say.
Hold on, that's horrible.
That's horrible.
Let me see if I can
get used to it, man. People have different names today.
Okay, let me see if you can see the audio.
Is he going to play a commercial for him? Oh, he said, yeah. Yeah, he did.
Anyway, he got pulled off. He got pulled off. You're stupid. I mean,
oh
seriously?
God.
Are you drunk?
No,
are
he's
you
a moron.
Stupid?
No, he's just racist. A racist moron.
It's just,
an insensitive racist moron.
What are you thinking about? It's a young girls' basketball team. It's
yeah.
It's a tournament. What? You know what? Take away his job. Give that salary
take
to somebody.
Away his job?
Yeah, take away. Give it to somebody who deserves it for being so stupid.
You're right. Right. You're right, Carolina.
Jeff, you know who Michael Lohan is?
That's Lindsay Lohan's father.
You're right. So his ex-wives, Dina and Kate Lohan, have just moved in together.
They all live together?
They all live together now. The two ex-wives Ooh. Live together. Why? I don't know.
They live together without him?
Without him, yes.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, a little lesbian action. You know. I thought you could say he's living with them again. He's back with all three of them. That'd be crazy.
Jussie Smollett to appear in court again.
Okay.
On renewed felony allegations. He has said he is not guilty.
Part of me says it like, just let it go. But the other part of me says, you know, he was so full of it about the stuff. He needs to be slapped a little bit. He really does.
Yeah.
He was just a big fat liar
because
in the end.
Because in the end, Jeff, he actually just wanted a bigger paycheck. That's what he wanted.
But
and he's not,
and he wound up getting no paycheck.
He's an idiot.
He's not going to get hired. But Carolina, if you've ever wondered why the flight attendant with the drink cart takes forever to reach your row, there's a good chance it's because somebody was holding up the process by ordering this one specific drink.
Is it wine?
No. For the parched traveler in need of a drink immediately, never order a Diet Coke on a plane.
Okay, why? I don't get that.
It takes longer to pour than other drinks, according to an anonymous flight attendant who has the blog These Gold Wings. This thing's been around for years. This goes back to 2013.
True.
It is true.
I would think it takes longer to make a cocktail.
No. Have you ever poured Diet Coke into a glass?
Yes.
It foams up like beer.
Doesn't Coke, though, too?
No. It does not.
Why
foam,
not?
It,
why not?
Because it's not Diet Coke. Diet Coke, that's why, smarty pants, all right? You hear me? You hear me? Who runs this house?
Oh, I do.
The worst culprit for this is Diet Coke, he wrote. He.
I don't know if I believe that.
No, listen.
I gotta try that, I said.
Diet Coke gets. The flight attendant noted that because the average airplane cabin is pressurized to the equivalent of about 8,000 feet instead of sea level, drinks foam up more when poured out of a can. But Diet Coke. Right now, when you pour a Diet Coke, I've seen this. I'm like, I'm pouring a Diet Coke. I'm like, why? It foams, it gets a big head on it, like beer.
Hmm.
Pouring Diet Coke is one of the biggest slowdowns in the bar service, and on shorter flights, those precious seconds count, he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my official stance on passengers ordering Diet Coke. I don't care what you want to drink. I'll pour it, and won't have a second thought about it.
But can I tell you something? Okay, here's the solution. Why can't we just get the can? Why must it be poured? Why can't everybody just get a... Here's a can. Here's a bag of chips.
Because
enjoy.
You'll spill it. That's why.
Oh, but, and you have the trays, though, Jeff.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and also, here's another thing not to order. According to one cabin crew member, avoid the tea and coffee on the airplane.
Of course. Of course.
Why?
That's because it'll spill.
No. Why?
Why?
You're wrong. Wrong.
Why?
I don't have the buzzer.
Why?
The hot water tanks on board a plane are rarely clean, so the water might not be totally clean.
First of all, who orders coffee? Unless it's
airplane?
Breakfast. Yeah, unless it's breakfast. I get that.
Coffee in the airplane?
Yeah. That's something your mother would do.
My mother orders coffee.
Yeah, your mother orders
my
coffee
mother tries
24/7.
My mother makes the cardinal sin, okay? She tries to order coffee.
At a Chinese restaurant.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, never order like anything.
Who has coffee?
They don't even make coffee.
They have to go special next door to get
her a
cup.
Hey, go to 7-Eleven. Get coffees. Somebody ordered coffee? They'll break out laughing in the back.
First of all, I love when we go with Jeff's mom and her friend to a restaurant that's not American. You know why? Because they can't order coffee. So, because you know what happens when we go to a place where they can't order coffee? It means 4 cups. It means 2 hours more.
Actually,
I love my mother-in-law, but hello.
Actually, that was much worse with my father than currently.
Oh, really?
My dad was a slow coffee drinker. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Speaking of which, I found my father's old Sizzler coffee cup that he swiped from the Sizzler over here.
You know, remember the restaurant on the border? They're still around.
Yeah.
So they have those salt and pepper shakers.
Oh, your mother stole
it. And little Corona bottles.
Yeah.
My mother didn't steal it. I did. She goes, I want that. I took them both and shoved them in my big
really?
My big pocketbook.
My father had the Sizzler cup is right there in the bar.
You've never taken stuff from a restaurant? I've taken pens. I've taken nice forks.
I don't like taking the pen. You always like to take the pen.
If it's a nice pen, yes, I'll take it.
From the waiter?
Yeah.
That they're giving to people to sign the bill?
Exactly.
Then they're
going to
know you took it.
Sometimes they don't.
Of course
because
they do.
Because I take off right away.
No, that's a horrible thing to steal.
Yeah. Well,
have I ever stolen anything from a restaurant? I think I took a glass from someplace. Where did I take a glass from?
I don't know.
I had those Houlihan's glasses, but I worked at Houlihan's, so it was like it was okay to take stuff.
Well, when we went away a couple of months ago to visit my brother-in-law, we stayed at a hotel. I wanted to take the mirror,
but
Jeff said no.
Yeah, the guy said they bill you $98 for it.
Yeah, and I said but he did send me the link to find that mirror. It's one of the nicest mirrors, and it's just like, wow, it's really nice.
But guess what? It's got horrible reviews that it falls apart.
Yeah, but you know what? I wouldn't have paid for it if I take it from the hotel.
Yeah, but you can't steal a mirror from the hotel. For years, my parents had a blanket from a hotel in Montreal that my father just put in.
That's okay. That's okay.
What, blanket? Taking a blanket?
But did it say Montreal on it?
It said Montreal something hotel on it.
Well, that's different. It says something on it. If it's just a regular blanket.
It didn't say souvenir of hotel. It was like property of the hotel.
I mean, I know.
That's like if you take the robe, they bill you for the robe, you know.
Really?
When I stayed at that Maid Hotel in Manhattan last year, mm-hmm. or 2 years ago for the winter, and work put me up.
Yeah.
It said you can take the robe, but you're going to be billed $98 yeah, for it,
every
or
time
even more.
Every time we stay somewhere, we take all the little shampoo samples.
They expect you to take
and
those.
And we also take the coffee filters, you know,
the coffee
little envelopes.
My mother takes the Splendas.
They're expensive.
The seniors love stealing Splenda. And my mother always says, do you need any? And honestly, I'm not being mean to my mother,
I'll take
but
some Splenda.
I have enough Splenda in the house. I don't need more Splenda in the house. Okay, I really do. I have like 100 packets
upstairs.
We have
a lot. I take a lot. When I go out to Dunkin' Donuts.
From Starbucks.
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of expect you to take that stuff.
I guess. I don't know.
But hotel towels, they count now.
And I think it was my father and my mother. They took two pillows because we didn't have pillows at home.
Really?
And we need to buy new ones. So we're like, we'll take these.
Well, remember, you know the gym we go to, which I will not name.
Oh, you took so many towels from
no,
them.
No, I took one.
No, Jeff, we have a couple of them.
Only one.
Yeah, okay.
You're incorrect.
Yeah,
my point is that they stopped putting out the towels with the gym name on it.
Oh.
So now they're just plain white towels. So there's no more souvenir towel with the gym
because we have a couple of towels that say the name on it.
And what? We have one.
No, we have two or three.
If you find more than one, I'll give you $100.
Okay, I'll find it right now after this. Okay.
And on top of that, the other thing that the gym did, which is really cool, there's a very nice pool at the gym, okay? So not this past summer, but the summer of 2018, they had these really nice white and yellow towels. They weren't the same as the towels that you use for the shower. They had like nice, they were like cool, stylish looking beach towels.
Oh,
you know they walked because hundreds of them must have walked.
Course,
you know why? Because about
course.
3/4 of the way through the summer,
uh-huh.
there were like almost none of those left. People stole them. People will take anything.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah. My father with the sizzler cup. And that's one of a bunch of
my mom doesn't take anything. I took everything. I would take everything. She said I liked it. I would take it for her.
You know, my dad used to take a lot of, and we still have some here in the house actually.
What?
Because my dad was a smoker. Ashtrays.
Oh.
I have a souvenir ashtray from Kirin Beer from a Japanese restaurant because years ago.
That's from your father? Oh, I didn't know that.
You could smoke in restaurants.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You're young, Carolina. Do you remember when you could smoke in restaurants?
No.
You don't?
No, just that. What, a couple years ago that
day? It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. Yeah.
In Jersey, you could still smoke, not long
ago.
Can
you smoke outside, though?
Yeah, they make you stand 25 feet from the building.
Oh, okay. Hey, listen, Jeff.
I got another good story. Wow.
So, KFC now has a new sandwich. It's a chicken and donut sandwich.
I saw that.
A lot of mixed reviews on that. A lot of mixed reviews.
By the way, we went to interview the guy who ate the first one. He got halfway through it and died.
No,
so,
stop.
So
no,
there's no
stop.
Eating, there's no eating donuts and chicken
oh,
together.
Oh, stop.
That is
yeah.
just horrible.
Yeah.
What are you trying to do to yourself?
Okay.
Are you trying to die fast?
Yeah. Listen, I love Louboutin shoes. So, Jeff, I don't have a pair because I can't afford it.
Yeah.
But anyway, Louboutin himself is now saying super high heels free. Women.
They free women?
They free women. But first of all, can I tell you, I have a super high heel. I almost cracked my head last year. You know what I do now with my super high heel, Jeff? I run back and forth down the hallway, make sure I can run in them,
uh-huh.
I can walk in them, I can skip in them.
You're talking about a little stick heel or like a heel?
It's a stick heel, yeah.
Well, some of them are stick heels. I don't know how the stick heel works.
First of all, I'm sorry, women. I love my women, but I've seen women who can walk perfectly in high heels. I've seen other women who look like they're about to fall.
Yeah.
You know that? So, and they walk like sideways. I'm like,
I wonder if that has to do with anybody's like how they are in bed. You know what I mean? Like if you can handle like walking in heels really well.
Oh, I can handle them real well. So you know what that means.
Really? That means you have no ability when you're laying down.
Hey, we're out of here.
Not
guys,
that I would know. It's been
guys,
a while.
Last if you want to call us, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Did I say the number? 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carolina Cadillo. By the way, check out my Instagram. Jackson now has his own YouTube channel. I don't know if it's actually running yet, but he has a little cooking show. It could be more than a cooking show. We're starting it. And then our YouTube, once this disgusting studio is cleaned,
nice.
It'll be on YouTube. Guys, again, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carolina Cadillo. You want to email me, Carolina Cadillo. That's Carolina Cadillo, CADILLO, @gmail.com.
At Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter, The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram, Jeff Jensen on Facebook. 516-637-3254, JJ to DJ at optonline.net. I'm going through all the emails. I'm finding all the t-shirts to send out. So, You're getting shirts. Some of you might get Met shirts. Hey, you want Met shirts? We got 50 Met shirts here.
We have a lot of Met shirts.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Yeah.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Say it again, my boy Selecta.
The Carolina Cadillo Show, the Caroline Cadillo Show, is a JJ production.
I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, COVID continues to reshape the law. Supreme Court arguments will be held by teleconference. The justices won't even know if the lawyers are wearing pants, which is fair given the eternal mystery of what's under those black robes. Los Angeles County is springing 25% of its inmates. The sheriff suggests folks get ready for what might be a spike in crime. Check it all out on the next episode of Too Many Lawyers.